I'd like to insert here the ranch manager's report, and the everybody has a copy, the board members. Mark, did you want to go over that a little bit with us? Mark Shelley?
Can I make a suggestion in the future? This is probably a computer-generated document. Put a title and a place to date and those kinds of things so that when I put it in my file, then I all date it. But we'll date it today's date.
Which is the 10th.
All righty. This is our current progress report. That's what we've been doing here. At the ranch, we were employed. We started off with a cabin. And you winterized 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, and 10. These others down here were already done. So we just did those. We had a bad refrigerator in 3, so we took one up there and swapped it out.
I understand the garden cabin is functioning now?
That's good, yeah.
Okay, we don't, in terms of refrigerators or stoves, all cabins are functioning at this point? Okay.
Yep, that was a low gas or gas malfunction or something.
Okay.
Everything's good now. Let's see. We replaced a couple of screen door latches from 6 and 8, which were needed on that out. Some wood siding up on the upper stairs, number 8. The duct bombs, 3 septic tanks in 1, 2, 3, 4, 9, 10. And there's a leak in toilet number 3. We fixed that. We spread a little gravel up on, when we started on 6, 7, 8, 9. Can right up here.
Mark, back on the cabin, well, how they look for, simply fairly good during the winter?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they did look.
A little mite problem or
there was up
no vandalism.
In a couple, there were some mite problems, and looked like there was some bent up screens up in the upper one. But I think Barbara said she took care of that, put some block in there, keeps them opening the windows. So, but they bent the screens up anyway.
Did they need much deep cleaning?
Two of them are real bad with the mice. But we got those.
Cabin 4 still having mice in it?
Maybe it was 2. You had a lot of bees in this house and on the bed. There's more bees than mice.
Seems like a little people, a few people in and out there, though, the mice kind of not in there for much.
We'd gotten a report before that cabin 2 was in much repair, need of repair for the roof, for leaking with rain, etc. Did you see any damage, anything with that particular roof?
Nothing caught my eye. Anything inside?
Because that's been reported in the past as a problem. Would you do us a favor, you know, when you get an opportunity and someone's not up there, you know, give a real good look to that cabin 2 roof, because we heard that it was a problem, even more so than your ranch cabin. Even more so. Huh?
We got a problem?
Haven't had enough rain. These are some things, and it looks good that you've done to the cabin. What's been happening with the people in the cabins? Have they been cleaning them the way they're supposed to be doing? Is there a problem with having to go in there and really clean after them?
It's been daisy. Most of the people leave and it's spotless. Like I said, I've had a couple of weddings. We had all of their cabins. They left. They left their laundry in there. I had to see and wipe down all the covers and what was their name that went in there?
Acres.
Acres, okay. She said the place was a mess. I didn't get a chance to be in there first, but she said it was a mess before I got there. And then we had voice.
That was
a
scout from Marlow and Gilbert, I think.
There was a few bathrooms that needed to be cleaned, and the floors needed to be swept, and that was probably about it.
You had said that some of the members are not bringing
the laundry
down. Is this explicit in the cabins enough, or do we need to rewrite that for people to know what they're supposed to do?
I think it's the newer members, and they haven't really talked to us.
So we should include something maybe in the newsletter?
Maybe, so they know.
Reinforcing it?
Uh-huh.
You had said some of the tubs have been missing, some of the containers?
I believe I've got them all accounted for now.
Okay.
So
and you'll do
some of them leave them up in the cabin and bring all their laundry down in bed.
And you'll do a towel inventory or an inventory of the laundry so that we can look at that again
Yes. If
there's any need for more things to be ordered.
Yes, I'll try to get that done as soon as possible.
Beautiful.
It's kind of hard to call the towels up in the cabin.
Okay. Any other questions with the cabins?
I do. What is a bug bomb? How does that work?
Well, the way it was explained to me is we take a bug bomb, put it in there. It's a can. You pop it off, stick it in there, and it's supposed to run all the bugs and that out. The first, you do that once after the winter.
The aerosol can.
Huh?
And you seal up the cabin while you're doing that. You evacuate.
So this is in the septic tanks, though.
Yes.
I don't understand that.
My confusion is bug bombs don't go in septic tanks.
No, it's not.
Two separate things.
Yeah,
bug
two separate things.
Treated the septic tanks in the cabin.
Oh.
Some of the air. That's your bug bomb pump.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. We take all the plates out and everything comes out of there for a little bit.
Question on the refrigerator that you replaced. Is that... We had a spare?
Yeah, we had one over here.
So does that mean that we need to replace that spare or repair the refrigerator that you took out? Or what's your recommendation? Or what do we need to do?
Yeah, have somebody look at that one. I couldn't figure out why it wouldn't work. It was running.
Isn't that a newer one that we're looking for?
It's three.
So cabin three's refrigerator is out right now?
No, it's been replaced. But the spare that we had on hand... For that purpose.
We're on next weekend, so.
We got two more over here. I haven't hooked them up to see what kind of shape they're in.
No, we don't know if they were.
I haven't checked them yet.
Okay.
So we might have two spares still.
Okay.
Well, if this is the summer busy time, if you have a few minutes, that would be good to find out if they're functioning in case you have an emergency to get something in there.
Barbara may have some knowledge on that as well, so.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Road work?
Okay. On the
road work?
On the road work, that's been pretty slow coming. We had problems with mold boards. Now we got that in there. We blew a hydraulic hose. We're waiting to get that fixed. I took that down. We're getting waiting for a fitting to come in.
Who's doing that work, Mark?
Napa.
Something happened with the Kubota door?
Kubota door.
Broken or something?
The wheel.
No.
And the wheel.
This is something else. Is it fixable?
Yeah, just needs
this door?
You just need to glass the window.
Let me understand. The window got broken out of the Kubota?
Mm-hmm. From the mower? Threw something up. Through the chains and hit them broken.
And the front wheel got broke and that's been repaired or not been repaired?
It has to be. This is news to me just a couple of days ago. It has to be sent off and replaced. It's breaking apart and it's not holding together.
I emailed the board that it was looked at, brought into town. It cannot be repaired. It is not at that point. I made a decision, since we could get a good price on one, we have to have a new wheel. That Kubota is necessary to get back on the lot. I understand Brent has already ordered it, and it's on the way as soon as we get it to be put back on the Kubota.
Several times, I think,
and at this point, it's not replaceable. I mean, it's not something that can be fixed anymore. It's past that point. But as I say, I understood not just the window was broken, I understood that the door was also broken.
No, just the window.
Okay.
We good there?
Yep.
All right, we brought a little gravel in to the beginning of 6, 7, 8, and 9, and 10, where there were some poles, spread it out. Up there, right up here. And I started grading up above the trout pond. I cleared that, I flattened that road out for the people when they come up for their wedding. They need some more attention now. But, I come down the road, come south, about a mile, and all I've been able to do with the grader. So that'll be on my agenda as soon as we get this line fixed. And any questions on road work?
Just one question. I was up there one time, and there on this little stretch of road that you mentioned in west of Fish Palms, there was a RV and some picnic tables and a banquet set up there. Was that the wedding or was that the scout?
When was it? They both set up the same place.
Memorial weekend. Great big...
That was a wedding.
Before the Memorial weekend, actually.
But, I mean, there was a great big, like, for 30 people set up down there right at the fish pond.
The scouts were after the wedding.
So you think that may have been the wedding? There was an RV park there, and the payment was spread out from that
wedding. Yeah, that was probably the wedding. The scouts were after the wedding.
But it wouldn't be out of character to go up and agreed, because... You don't know who they were, or if they were related to the wedding or not, or they just someone that came in, just passing through. And they've done that kind of thing or tried it before.
I did talk to them.
Were they members? Were they associated with a group here, or what?
They said they were with the wedding.
Okay.
Whose wedding was it?
Well, I don't know. The lady.
It was...
Probably a guy, too.
Get Larry and put him in a newsletter article. Find out who's waiting was for that and make it nice.
Yep.
We'll look and see what the names were in reservations, and that's a great idea, Val.
I have a question on the same situation here. Who gave the scouts permission to shoot right there? They had a firing range going, and they were shooting all day up there.
Right at the pond?
Right at the pond, and you don't know which way they were shooting, but they were cranking off rounds.
Rifle type stuff,
rifle.
Or shotgun
22
stuff?
And rifle, and shotgun. And that was going on for about 5 hours. So, I know it's, they can legally shoot on the ranch, but they have to...
They were the Boy Scouts?
They were actually shooting off the road, down into the creek wash, right below the last pond.
I didn't give them no...
They had no permission or no questions from the board.
That's got to be addressed before there is no word to shoot, when to shoot. Not right off the road.
No.
And right here, that's kind of a bad spot, my consider, because if they're on the road shooting off, they're actually shooting like 4, spot 1, 15.
Exactly. They were shooting one. Any ricochets are going right up the hill.
Thank you, Fred. I'll contact Barbara or look on the email, the reservation.
Knowledge, any of those groups really, I mean, we have plenty of
areas
that are right. On BLM ground that are away from private ground and private cabins, and I know...
Well, I thought they were going about a half hour ago, and I came back an hour and a half later with a load of stuff. They were still there, too. Any stray bullet, every cassette had gone right up into the hill, up into any of your stuff up there, north, so...
Cabin up there, Dad?
Wasn't aware of none of that.
Door lips.
Door lips is placed in wet. Plain sight of it going up there right here.
I think finding out who the group was giving them a call, letting them know if they make more reservations, it's not acceptable, and that their area to do this. And that's point number two that I think also that should be included again with all these new members in the newsletter. Reemphasize what's going on, because that's
one
that's
bill
not safe.
Came out years ago with our interns and stuff. If we have a designated firing range, we become somewhat more liable than if we don't. But if we just at least direct them to an area, and
where can I direct them?
Walk down below where it's a lot more contained. The likelihood of a ricochet going anywhere or doing anything is very little.
So Mark's question to you was, so if they come here, I see it happening, I say this isn't acceptable on the ranch, to where should he direct them? You say down at the wash, is that where we're directing people?
That would be my recommendation.
But you couldn't shoot down here that way towards the monument.
Nowhere for them to go.
That's Deer Springs Ranch.
Yeah.
He's saying he thought it was BLM or Grand Staircase. It is an area in which maybe we should, before we leave today, make sure that he's aware of the specific area to tell them. If he has a misconception as to the area. Yeah. Okay.
And then he, along with whoever else may be on the ranch, need to make kind of a judgment call, knowing that, well, we've got cattle just moved into the area. That's another precaution to take into consideration.
Okay.
Have them drive out the county road 3 miles out to the Lickland area.
Well, before if the meeting's over with, can we get with you, Larry, then, to look at this map? Question back, Larry? I mean,
Oh,
really?
I'm riding down there the other day, and then I came up ride down there in the morning, so he's not really homeless.
Well, then maybe that should be something we look at.
Two different areas?
Okay. We'll clear it.
I get a lot of questions. I'd like to know.
Okay. We'll talk about the fish ponds real quick.
Fish ponds. Went up there and installed a couple of garbage cans, as well as one over here on the playground. Getting a lot of garbage up there around the fish pond, so hopefully they'll use the garbage cans. And fish kind of thing, you know. So.
Maybe in July.
Right now. We were talking about having to come back and bring another load later on in the year. No sense in running out to bring 80 fish or 100 fish.
There wouldn't necessarily be another charge for those fish that have died, but to replenish them after it's been fished for a month or so, bring the rest in and put them back in. But I understand from Barbara that has been set up, and there will be no more charge for the other fish that need to come back in to replace the dead ones. So what did you have to do, bury all those fish?
I just took them out, put them in the sack.
Did you, Nate? There were a lot of them.
Plant your corn in fact.
Porta potties? Yeah. Dale was good enough to get those delivered, and information was given to the company to deliver one at the fish pond area and one further up by the horses. But they delivered both of them in the same spot. But as I was talking to Barbara, she says, well, you know what? We're not bringing the horses up to the lower upper part yet. So when they come to maybe flush them out and clean them, they can bring another one up there later anyway, though, is what the comment was on that.
One is right there at the pond, close, and one is on up
in the shade area.
They
just put them in the shade.
Yeah.
Scouts moved it up farther, too.
Okay. So thank you, Dale, for getting that taken care of. I don't know if any members have been appreciative that it's there close by.
They're due to be serviced, by the way.
Are they? Is that on a revolving kind of situation for the service every 2 weeks?
It's been the service for over 2 weeks. We have some others up on this really good company.
And you did something about weeds and fireproofing?
Yeah, these, what were they called? These kids, 20 of them up here, they want to do a service project, so...
The youth conference? The one that's still here today?
Uh-huh. We had them clear the weeds. I start clearing weeds up there at the fish ponds, and I asked them to go to 1, 2, 3, and 4 and clear out the weeds around the tank, the gas tank, propane tank.
Do you know if that group, because they had asked about the grove up there, to have a little fire area with the Indian and stuff? Do you know where I'm talking about, the grove going up to the upper cabins on the left-hand side? Further up, though, a little bit. Do you know if they went up there and... We can check it out and see what has happened. Okay.
Any questions on fish ponds?
Do you have material stocked in the store for people who don't come with the necessary items?
Yeah, we got... holes and...
Have you had very much interest in terms of them wanting to come in and buy things or anything?
We haven't sold a lot of... Most people come up there, they...
Yeah. The poles you got in
there haven't asked.
Really,
have their own...
They're really old in their hammer. I don't know if they even cast out. I'll have to try. They look pretty
funny. Are we renting poles or are we selling?
They got poles in there that's rent sensible, and then they have a few in there for kids. Yeah.
Comfort station, you did some work in there with the toilet because it was leaking.
Wow. Yeah, we fixed that.
We got the fence.
Trying to move. Okay, fences?
Fences, no big thing. We just started up here in the corral, started tightening them up. Repairing the fences. We started coming down this way. There's a lot of fence to be redone. I rehung that gate so it swings level. We're dragging in the dirt.
Are you at a point now? Now I noticed the upper by the going up to the pond. That gate's been closed. Is that something that Robinson is working with you, or is that something with the cattle that you're aware of? I understand his gate was having a problem with it, didn't know if it was supposed to be closed as well. Has Brent contacted you in terms of what he's doing with his cattle and the opening and closing of gates?
He's already moved them up there, 2 days ago? He hasn't come by, contacted us at all.
You know where all the ranch cattle are now?
Not now. Not, he moved all his up there. Ours pretty much stayed in the same spot.
It's a small We've got a pond there to drink out of, so it's probably okay. That water tank rises up from it.
I suggest that we leave gates as we find them coming through. A lot of our guests see that sign and it says closed gate, and they think the gate's blown open, they close it. It's not necessary to close.
So,
the
last
result, yeah. Leave the gate declined. And I think when we tell our guests that on a brochure stuff, I think that's the answer to that. Brent told me a while back, why are you guys locking that gate? They're closing that gate. Because they have it. I don't know.
When
could have changed. That could have changed.
When they were down here, is the only time we closed our gate.
Yeah. But if we leave the gate back, we find them. Then the guests know that. They won't see that sign and say, they out there, won't better close that gate.
Some gates really,
Which one at the
top?
At the top?
Above the red one. Like both those gates there should be kept closed. One goes into the pine trees, and one goes on north. Both of those gates should be kept closed.
Are those guys hauling through that one on the left with them dump trucks?
Are they still hauling?
Too crazy for that gravel.
Not right now, please. Please. So, understand if you get that opportunity, which you should make it an opportunity to swing through the ranch. What's going on? If that gate is open, as he's saying, I think it sounds like an oboe, that real big one. When you make that sound up there, just make sure those are closed. Even if they are open, they should be closed.
That should be a part of the orientation with the map.
Okay.
Put anything on those gates to release them. Release them set automatically. And I wait for something. Bring them back slowly. That's when, you know, it may not keep the cattle from walking through there, but they're probably not buying. That's what we worry about. Is cattle going up on the floor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I kind of like to know what gates need to be closed, what needs to be open. I've never been filled in on what actually needs to be.
Well, maybe we can
I
go with them
all the time. I just,
we'll go over it at the end of the meeting.
And about those maps, are we going to get some more of those colored maps? I get asked about them all the time.
Fancy green.
Something we can sell.
Yes, they ask about them all the time. Yeah.
Vance Green, I believe from some of the emails, he is in the process of making more of them for not just the cabins, but for individual sale for inside the store as well. And he wasn't asking for any money, but perhaps compensation in terms of some work from the ranch with some brush hog work done around his area. I think we discussed that at the last meeting.
I volunteered to give him $100 to get started on printing the paper with whatever he needs on that. So
I think you and Ken both did. But I hadn't gotten, no one had given us any prices. I didn't get prices specifically from him. So,
still stands?
Yeah, okay.
There is cost to pay for an income.
Yeah, you know, he said there wasn't that much cost, but, you know,
it adds up.
We're not buying his time, but we'll pay for some of the materials.
I will make sure I email him and follow through.
I'll give you a check if you want to do the film, or I'll DM, I can do a first one.
Whichever.
Okay.
We can talk about it.
Fine, when you need it, call it.
Anything up front would be appreciated, I'm sure, then he knows what he's got to work with, so we'll go on with that one. Okay, what about the comfort station?
Okay, we finally got that toilet fixed in there. The rough. And I installed the water stop up high in the shower and cocked the corners. Cleaned it out pretty good, so it's in a little bit better shape.
Candace,
yes, sir.
Talked about last year, it still hasn't happened. You go in the toilet and
the door.
Twist that wiser knob and decide whether it's twisted or whether it's not twisted or whether it's going to come open. Please, board, authorize him to put a lock at least on that one and on both of them. It's a push button type that any kid can go in.
You're talking about the entrance to the...
Entrance to the toilet.
Yeah, I thought that had was supposed to have been replaced last year myself.
But it's still
somebody just walked in on me.
Now who would do that?
Didn't off or nuts.
Didn't
that's
what we're talking about.
Gotcha.
Door handle should be replaced and should have been done last year. Not by you guys. But should have been done before.
Good door knob.
Okay.
And you can get
I make the motion to buy a new door knob.
We got some right on hand. We'll get it.
Yeah, there are some here.
I don't know that there's any of them that are the right bathroom type locks.
Well, no, if a kid locks himself in there, we want to be able to open it. So the privacy would be one where you put
a key lock.
Plus privacy locks.
A lock where you can come up with a can and open it if you need to.
Okay, first on the order, right?
Okay.
A new door handle.
Door handle.
Val will be much more comfortable if we do that.
When you say reorganize the store, well, how did you reorganize? Do you have an inventory as to what's in there? So
we just kind of put things in, check in, where they go. Everything is scattered everywhere.
Removed all the books over to by the door. Added a lot of books. Had a lot of different stuff.
Well, whoever is going to be in charge of the store, wherever we go from this point, I think it would be a good idea to have an inventory of what's in there so that when you turn in an amount of money that says we've earned this much from selling it, what have you put in, where's the money going, what's happening. That's for your sake as well as ours. From our assumptions, truthfully, that store should be bringing in quite a bit of good money. And if we know what's in there, what we need,
Price,
we need to get going on that.
Okay.
And that means keeping it more stock than what it is at this point because it's quite low for whatever reason. But then,
what if we make a suggestion to you to decide what you need, and then maybe Candace or somebody can pick it up in Vegas and bring it over and stock it.
Okay.
When you get low, she can do that, and we don't have to worry about what's coming and going, but you'll just know how many you need.
That'd be great.
Because we're talking about quantity.
Because
when you go and buy little tiny candy bars, or you buy candy bars at the stores in Kanab, they're very expensive.
Yeah, they're just expensive.
And you can get Sam's Club and Costco's, but we're going to try to work with you guys on that aspect. And there have been some volunteers to help out with that.
Great.
Okay?
Track your inventory, then you know whether we need to buy 15 or 5.
Uh-huh.
If we're selling out of 15, then let's put 20 in there. If we're selling out of 20, let's up it to 30.
And
you know, when I come through here with 3 or 4 guys, and we're out in the hills, and we come down here, we end up buying 3 or 4 or 5 sodas a piece, and every candy bar we can grab, and bag of chips, because we just spent 9 hours out starving and...
So I think an inventory on a regular basis, I don't care if you even maybe do it like once a week, and then before a board meeting and we're coming up here, we can bring the stuff and restock. However the system is, but we're going to have to create a system to make that work for us.
Okay?
Okay? And we'll work through that. Finished? Tech room?
Tech room. I took everything down off the walls and... organize it up front so that I had all my holders on along the bottom, and I had to put, I went through there and made my own bridles, found enough stitches to work on the saddles. So
do we need to, I understood from the previous ranch manager that with the two new saddles we had, we needed new cinches because the others were pretty old. So you're saying you reorganized, we don't need any new cinches?
Right, no, I found some in there.
And what about leather for some new bridles, etc.? Because I know we can order that so we can get that stuff going, because I understood that was really old and falling apart.
I redid them. I reworked them all. We have 9 and 11 horses bridles. We only got 9 horses.
Great.
Pairs.
Beautiful.
Very good.
And when you talk about that, how many horses are we looking at in terms of being able to bring people out on rides? Do we have at least the 6 at one time?
7. Yeah, we have the 6.
Well, isn't there a maximum that you can take out on a trail ride at one time?
6.
6, yeah.
And me, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, we have it there.
Okay. So everything looks good for tack, saddle, cinches?
I need a shoer. I need to contact the shoer.
Well, we can do it. Doesn't he come out here anyway?
No.
Tatum. Does he schedule on a regular time? He comes like twice a year.
So we're getting some track hoofs and stuff right now. So
we can get it. I mean, I can get it by
that. And when we get the farrier here, he does all the horses that the ranch is using. Is this correct then?
We can do 9.
want me to contact
you? Would you, Shauna? And then email the Peebleys. And you know that...
What is the email? I don't know.
P-E-B.
Okay. Say it a little louder.
P-E-B.
P as in pumpkin.
P.
P-E-B. @hotmail.com.
And you're usually on the computer in the morning?
No,
the
weekend.
They don't have to be sued. They're just going to set the hook.
Trim? Yeah, they all need Sean.
Okay.
And I've got a question about your the one horse out here, Scout. He's good and foundered. He can hardly walk. I've been,
He's in the pet.
He's
in
the pet.
Offered by Van Siemens, really.
He's in
That's
great
the little,
pain.
The little one?
He's in pain?
Oh, yeah. He stays in the cage and goes over and gets water and comes back. I've been giving him Bute, so I'm helping with the pain. But poor guy, he's in pain.
How old is he?
He's the one we talked about getting rid of.
Right.
Uh-huh, and that Vance Green and Brent Fulmer and a couple of other people were putting money in to support him and feed and...
He's a little miniature one.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
Little buckskin. He's been foundered last winter or so. Grain or hay.
I wonder if this is good. This is like to take care of him in the backyard versus
out here. Well, I'm looking at it in a humane level. I mean, Mark has horse sense, and he is saying that the horse is in... medical situations and in pain, feeding or not. I just don't know that's good to keep on the ranch. But
can we fatten up a little bit for the next thing we need to
barbecue? You are bad. Let's we'll talk about that, Mark.
All right.
Okay. We're gonna have to move on a little faster here.
Okay, the yard work. Regular yard work we've been doing around here, the weeds, plants and flowers, you can see over here. We've been mowing all three lawns, playground, watering every morning. Installed some solar lights right here on the walkway, house. The windows of the ranch house, we installed blinds on the inside, some of them. Other ones we could find in there. Over the laundry room, reorganize and clean that up.
And you're going to get inventory.
Yeah. Hell's my house. So, moving on to the tool room, we did the same over there. We reorganized the outside of the tool room. She wants to put her dirty laundry in there.
Can you put that in your decoder, please?
What?
Did they drop it off over there and put it here? It's
so crowded
in this room
right
here when we drop off.
And drop it off.
Yeah, come on, we can just stand here.
Yeah,
that's it. What was that room, the panels, the stuff?
What room?
It was turned into the store.
Right there.
When you moved the store out of that room?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
It looks pretty good, huh?
Looks pretty nice.
That bed that's in there, is that the bed that's supposed to go up to cabin one? Okay. And the dresser, is that up there yet? So there was a dresser up there too, though, in here, that was donated by Phil Hall to be taken up to cabin one. Was that still in there? I didn't see that.
I haven't seen a dresser. I've seen the one that goes, is there the one that goes to the dresser near the bed?
No, there was a big dresser in there with the bedding that was supposed to be brought up to cabin one downstairs.
I haven't seen it. Might have been here because it's not. I don't see it. I'm only going to get this
there. Huh. But I know that it was asked to be moved up there, and if it's not there, I have no idea where it is. So anyway, if you can get that bed up there before animals, et cetera, because that's a much better bed than what's up there now.
Okay.
It's in the downstairs, cabin one, in the back room, in the bottom, the below, on the stairs, down there. That one's, yeah, that one's the one that needed to be replaced. generator.
The upper generator, yeah, is, yesterday I couldn't get fired off. The next first day I couldn't get fired. I was going to check a coil on it today. If it's not the coil, it's probably plugged or shocked. I understand they're pretty old.
Jerry Racine is pretty good mechanical help and may be able to look at that. You said it probably is not generating back to charge the battery.
There's nothing there to charge the battery. It just draws from it.
Okay.
There's no alternator, generator, nothing.
And that was the problem. The batteries kept going out on it up there, and then he had to come down and get another battery to go up there. And I know Joe and Brent have looked at it.
A battery charger down there?
A trickle charger?
No, a battery charger.
I remember that they had a trickle charger set up there, so every time the generator was running, it was trickle charging the battery.
Maybe it wasn't brought up there the way it was supposed to have been. Maybe it's somewhere.
Sure, it has a generator also.
Had
it
on
it.
Uh-huh.
It has just run off of the battery.
I don't know.
Something's going on.
Jerry might know the answer to all these questions.
Have you met Jerry Racine? He lives here on one of the lots, out here full time. He has some talent.
He said he's focused. Yeah, he's a one-eyed guy. One bad eye.
Oh, maybe I have.
He's all so fat.
Maybe I have met him. He can
patch
for a cat, maybe.
Kenny, I got one question. The water hydrant that's up by the ponds, are we allowed to haul water from there?
That comes out of that 40,000
gallon
tank.
Nope.
So we have to come here to get our water?
No. No. You're talking about the part past the pond.
Cabin.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get water from there.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Larry, I think the gene is...
You can't?
Sometimes that water system is under heavy demand.
And drains are... And drains are tanked.
Should be damaged. The ranch manager should know whether the upper tank is filled or not filled.
Okay.
So it's a matter of coordinating. You should certainly be able to take water from that location, but it should be coordinated with when he pumps and when he has to pump. When I was up there the other day, it was running into fish ponds. And you know good well that you should, know that. But you should be able to take it from there.
The way that system works, the springs trickle feed a 4,000-gallon tank in underground down at the bottom. When that tank's full, you can stick on the generator and pump that amount of water up to the upper tank up on the hill.
Okay.
So it's good. Now, both of those are already down and dry.
I never haul more than 5 gallons.
But again, everybody should know the system.
Mm-hmm.
4,000 at the bottom, there was 4,000 at the top. Now, put it 10,000, so the 14,000 gallons of the building at the top, and that should last those cabins. Bridge over almost any tank, especially a 200-gallon drain, should be easy to digest through.
Just one suggestion. You can't get a trailer in there to turn it around. Right now there's ditches, and you can't get up to it. Is there any way that we can get the grader to go in there and grade around that? It's impossible. Well, it's not impossible. You sure beat up your equipment. That should be done. That's fine.
There's a lot of work up there for the grader. Now, as far as that 10,000-gallon tank goes, it takes 4 days to fill that. The way the speed of the water that's been filled from the spring to the tank, the pump tank, it takes us 4 days to fill the 10,000-gallon tank.
And you wait for the bottom tank to fill, you pump it up?
Yeah, you have to wait for the
bottom
one.
Tank to fill again, and it takes a four-day cycle to get the top 10,000 filled.
Initially, yeah, and then we can fill the 4,000 gallons. And we fill the 4,000 for emergency in case we can't get the signal full. But as that generator's been working lately, I can't get the big one full. I got the 4,000 one full, so that's feeding the four cabins.
And I guess with a generator up there, it's draining batteries like 15 days. If you get an alternator or something up in the car, or somehow something that can keep the charge on the battery so it's not taking a direct, charge from the
battery. You put charged batteries on there and they drain out, it needs to be disconnected. She talks about putting a disconnect system on there, on the battery system. When you turn it off, you disconnect it. So there's a we haven't been able to find a very good quote right now. Brand new batteries on and bring them right down.
Yeah, we haven't been shutting them off.
Now our brand new battery will last 2 hours on.
Yeah, the whole generator just drains the battery down. It's motor quits.
Get up the hill, you check the water, get everything, all the valves turned on, right, turn it back down, cross the hill, and shut off.
Something's wrong.
Yeah.
The generator won't run without a battery connected?
No.
Three of them.
What is it taking? No, it won't. As soon as you unhook them,
it dies. It's propane
generated
system, and you have to have a battery to it to keep the propane
valve open. But as far as suggestions go, it's probably an alternator or something that is regulated, so it's not taking the drug charge off the battery.
Something's wrong with that system up there. That coil shouldn't drain the battery.
Well, maybe we can have Jerry Racine, and I know Joe and Brent are very capable up there also, and they're here today.
They said,
take a look and see what's going on.
They mentioned it.
Because I know they looked at it last year where there was a problem then, too.
Of course, how long has it been without a hope?
Yeah, you were up there too, Ken. Yeah. Okay. Horses?
Here's the horse rides. Up to date, we've had 6 hours total. And like I say, we need some shoeing scheduled. And we're waiting for the West Nile shops. They've been ordered also.
And I understand two members have contacted you, Ed Belinsky and Clint Brooks, wanting to bring up some horses.
We're still waiting on Clint.
But you have initially talked to him when he was up here. And I talked to Barbara concerning having other people doing the wrangling, and I understand Clint Brooks was on the insurance paperwork also that needed to have coverage. The other thing that she has mentioned to me, that if you are going to do the horseback rides, you need to be CPR first aid trained. Clint Brooks said he would be willing to do that as well, and Nate will try to set something up either in St. George, or I know Fredonia had something going on, but we need to have you CPR and first aid trained in order to give these horseback rides. Who?
It was Perkins in command.
Does that?
She had told me the emergency, fire station.
Yeah, that's still worth.
Mr. Brooks said that he's been on the insurance before.
Yeah, and he's no problem.
Okay.
Yeah.
Canvas at what time? We have a resume from the Peabody's. We don't have, I don't know if anybody's been interviewed or visited with these young people to see what their background is, whether they have a resume or.
Mm-hmm.
That would be very helpful to the board to know who they are and what their background is in making some of these decisions.
Yeah.
Well, you want to do that now or after the meeting?
I'd rather do that after the meeting. They have some other things that they wanted to attend to, and then we can address that after, if it's okay. Right? In agreement? Okay, and then the Mark had said after we finish this, there were some things that you all needed to do, and that's fine with us to carry on with the ranch work. Okay?
Okay.
But yes, definitely.
Yeah.
We will get back with you guys.
Okay, as far as treatment on the water tanks, both of them up top, we hit them with chlorine. And Nathan told me the other one day, there's some walk paths so we can get to them easier. There wasn't any screens on the overflow hole.
So what went in?
Well, so far nothing, but they're screened now. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all I got.
Okay. Okay. I appreciate the report. Looks good. Looks thorough, and we can keep it in terms of other things that also need to be done. What do you foresee for, let's say, for the next month? What do we need to look at, repair? What does the board need to address? Anything major that you can think of?
Not yet.
The two sprinkling lines need to be repaired.
Sprinkling lines.
Right over here. There's a broken head, you know, in this, on the other side of the store right here. There's a leak either coming out of the valve or somewhere on the pipe. Then the piping system down there and it turns on, so it's on hot water there as well as drinking.
Okay.
Is that something you could repair? Do we need to call plumbing?
No, we can do it.
It's simple. I've got a lot of experience with landscape repainting.
And there's, is there parts and stuff here?
Yeah.
In there,
we got the parts.
There's a bunch of piece together things down here. We could make
sound like that's all taken care of.
Hopefully.
Almost.
Okay. And then look into cabin 2 when you get a chance. Look at that roof, see what's going on. Because, as I say, we heard it was in dire need of replacement. Okay. All right. Anything else for the Peeblies at this point?
A couple of things I'd like to bring up and discuss a little bit, which is kind of key in with them. The gravel pit issues that we've been kind of going through, I think it's important that the board know what's going on and the managers know what's going on so that we can keep an eye on it. The BLM has basically given us a 5-acre disturbance area. And
does anybody know who this is?
Looks like a horse trailer, huh?
It's the youth conference.
Oh.
Well, that's quite a race.
Yeah. You got to move those youths up.
Oh, me?
When I was coming over here to the meeting, that's what these gentlemen here are. They're a horse back riding for us. And this little town out there, and he's going to call AAA and say he's truck started. And I was down to try to beat on the starter in his lot. And I got a feeling that's what he was supposed to be. So they're in a way that if AAA comes out and hurts their hands, gets in.
Oh, is he asking you that?
Yeah, they've been here for 2 days already.
You mean in a corral?
They're going to go for a horseback ride up there.
Are they with
the... Are we talking about the youth group, Scott Smith?
I look like they're trainer. They can't look at him.
Well, they've had them here before, since, what, Thursday, I think. They've been here, haven't they? I don't think... Oh. Is Dale out there talking to him? Oh.
Yes, the doorknob has been fixed yet.
If he wants to take care of his own horse,
well,
then it's okay with you. He can.
Horse here, but why not?
Yeah.
Oh. Is he leaving or?
It's two separate outfits.
Well, and I know you're talking about the gravel area. Val, you're a good guy. Could you go over and tell them that if there's a problem with the animals, if they need to leave them here, we can accommodate them and find out what's going on?
$75 a night per horse, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Find out. Yeah. Thank you, Lee.